Sean Diddy Combs was arrested in Manhattan in connection with sex trafficking allegations. Now that he's been arrested, not only the sex trafficking allegations, but also the alleged rape conviction, or the alleged rape as well, along with 10 other things in the lawsuits. And so now that he's been arrested, which we thought was coming,
months ago.
Apparently he knew it was coming too.
Yes, he did. And that's why he was in Manhattan in the first place, is I guess maybe to make the arrest easier. I'm not sure.
But the lawsuits are the lawsuits, but then he's criminally charged now.
Allegedly. So.
Allegedly. I do have alleged in here. Right. It is allegedly.
You have to protect yourself.
I do. Thank you, Matt, for looking out.
Just joining us. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get into it.
I mean, it's important.
It's
the most important thing.
We do. We have our official attorney on the phone with us, Lisa Lanier, who's going to break it down for us about what happens to Diddy now that he's been arrested. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. We will hear what those charges are. The grand jury process is very secretive, and right now, the indictment is sealed, but they're going to unseal it now that they've arrested him. And now they convened this grand jury after, you know, the civil lawsuit started things. It started the ball rolling. But then a lot of people started coming forward, associates of Diddy, and then you got Homeland Security involved. And they're focusing in on two things, sex trafficking and racketeering. And it is rumored that those are going to be the charges, sex trafficking and racketeering. And so the feds, you know, will probably not get into the minutia of these rape cases, because those are probably more of a state interest, state law. They're likely to focus on the sex trafficking and the racketeering. And it did all kind of, you know, like you said, start with these 9 civil lawsuits. But he could end up spending the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted on all these charges, because each sex trafficking offense per victim carries a minimum sentence of 10 to 15 years. And they say that there are a lot of victims here. So just on the sex trafficking alone, if he's convicted, minimum sentence, you know, he's 54 years old, you know, you get 4 or 5 victims at the rest of his life. Very, very serious.
So it'll be like a life sentence.
Is the case for Diddy, because we've seen in the past, you know, the case with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, what was the most recent one where it was being televised, or at least we were being given updates? Is that going to happen here in the Diddy case, or is it going to be just handled behind closed doors and then the verdict announced?
Yeah, I doubt it will be televised. In fact, it'll probably be one of those cases that you see, like the sketches coming, you know.
Yeah.
You know, in the news every day, there'll be updates. I think, you know, the public will be getting, it's not like we'll just wait and hear, you know, months from now what the verdict is, but I don't think you'll see cameras inside the courtroom. And it's pretty rare and almost unheard of, I think, in federal cases these days, of this magnitude in particular. And, you know, you tend to see the cameras in the courtroom more in state court. And so here, you know, it's been a very, deliberate, careful process. Prosecutors, when they go through the whole federal grand jury, they convene the grand jury, they call witnesses, they put on evidence. So they've kind of tried their case already before a very, usually pretty sophisticated panel of jurors, and sworn to secrecy. And it's a very kind of serious process. And they've taken it, you know, and they've come out and indicted him. And so I think, you know, going to be really interesting to see. I mean, they probably have some pretty strong evidence for them to come down with the indictment.
But Diddy's lawyers sticking with saying that he's innocent. That this is an official statement from his lawyer saying that Diddy is an imperfect person, but he is not a criminal. That is their official statement.
What percentage do you think that he's going to be going to jail, or he's going to lose all this stuff?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is we don't know anything about the sex trafficking or the racketeering yet. You know, we've heard a lot about the rape charges and allegations, but that's it. You know, and the abuse, of course. We've heard about that. We've heard about all the parties, and but we really haven't seen this evidence. And so I mean, it's bound to be, you know, fairly significant for an indictment to be handed down. But I don't know really how strong it is. And that'll be the interesting part, is to see where the trafficking part comes in. I mean, some of what we've heard in the civil cases alludes to the trafficking. Because, if you drug someone and then you transport them, you know, for the purpose of having sex, then that becomes a sex trafficking. You transport someone across state lines, someone has sex with them, you know, at the destination, you've sex trafficked someone. You know, is there money involved? Is there, you know, but particularly where there's this allegation of drugging these women, you know, that's a common theme we have here. So if we see that kind of thing, if that's what was going on, then I think he stands a decent shot of getting convicted on these charges. But it is, you know, it is criminal. So they, you know, the standard is very high. They have to show beyond a reasonable doubt that he did these things. But, you know, there's a lot of people apparently coming forward who worked very closely with him, who are testifying against him. And in a lot of cases, in, you know, situations like this, there's video and audio and all kinds of computer records and stuff that are being gone through. And so, you know, there's a lot to it. And a lot of times there's more evidence in a case like this than there is in, say, you know, like an armed robbery or a mugging or something, you know, where there's just not all that.
I talked to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, about P. Diddy being arrested, an indictment coming down in New York. Just, you know, as part of the culture we live in, even if it's extremely damaging evidence, because he's a superstar, do you think that's going to be a problem for the prosecution when there's jurors involved overcoming stardom?
You know, the federal grand jury is typically a more sophisticated grand jury than a state jury. And so they were sophisticated people. And then if it's tried, you know, again, a similar pool of a federal jury, just like the federal grand jury, they're going to be a little bit more sophisticated, less likely to be swayed by that kind of thing. But there is always that, you know. And but, you know, I think it's interesting with essentially a rapper, you know, that what is his audience? Is it, you know, typical, I think, was it like the rap music is purchased by like males between what the ages of like 16 and, you know, 20 something. I mean, and now Diddy goes back, you know, a more old school, but still, I mean, I don't know that, you know, it's different than like someone who everyone knows and, you know, adores from, you know, being on television. And, you know, you think they're like Bill Cosby, for example, you know, everybody, you know, he was Mr. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable, you know, it's like, what, you know, what is, everybody loved him, right? Regardless of age or whatever, you know, everybody knew who he was, or they loved him from the Jell-O pudding, or, you know.
Right.
So there's something really to overcome. I don't know if Diddy has the big, you know, if he's too niche in his stardom for that to even be a concern.
I can definitely see that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, very interesting. We'll follow this. I'm sure we'll have you back on to talk about this and break this down more in the future. And we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lisa.
Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. Don't wait. Go to hireaheavyweight.com, top 100 attorney in the entire United States.